This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins continue the longest homestand of their season when they open a three-game interleague series tonight against the Chicago Cubs at Target Field. The Twins were off last night, as were the Cubs. Minnesota coming off of a weekend in which they took 2 of 3 from Tampa Bay at Target Field. Team president Derek Falvey says his team needs to have a few hitters break out of some recent struggles at the plate.
There's never a one-size-fits-all approach or when you're trying to evaluate what is going well. I think each guy has a plan. They know what they're working on. You see really good signs, whether it's contact quality or swing decisions, right? You know, make sure you swing at strikes, right? The one thing we know when you look at baseball stats is when you chase balls out of the zone, with the quality of pitching these days in Major League Baseball, you don't get a lot of hits, right? So it's important to stay in the zone, stay within yourself. So finding ways to get on base, even when you aren't swinging the bat the way you want, that's what we want our guys to focus on.
The Twins and the Chicago Cubs hook up tonight at 6:40. The Iowa Cubs are in St. Paul. They take on the AAA Saints tonight. That first pitch is 7:07. The Wolves signed their first-round pick, Yoan Biranzi, in his rookie deal yesterday. He's with the team and prepping this week for the NBA Las Vegas Summer League. Biranzi says the Wolves coaches have been working with him on specific things.
To do my role, you know, like run, take the lob, to be present in defense, and to improve. Yeah.
The Wolves have an afternoon practice today. They'll work out again tomorrow morning, then take off for Vegas, where they will play New Orleans on Thursday in the opening game of the Las Vegas Summer League for them. Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeves says she thinks she's got a championship-caliber team this year. Her team's got the league's best record at 17-2 and once again playing elite defense.
Since 2011, when we hold our opponents below 40%, 172 wins and 9 losses.
Quite impressive. The Lynx are at Phoenix tomorrow. This is MNN Sports.